Thank you. Glad to see everybody with smiling faces this morning. It's a beautiful morning after a nice day yesterday, a little cooler today, but we'll enjoy that. Welcome to the visitors we have. We're happy that you're here. The announcements are in the bulletin. Remember that a call committee will be meeting it right after worship today?
No? Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Oh, correct.
Julie, did you catch that?
I did.
All right. Church Council will be meeting at 2 o'clock today. Annual reports are due if you are on a committee or some group needs to get your report in if you haven't already. Also, you might notice that our poinsettias are looking sad because they need a little bit of sunlight. And so if you have, if one of them belongs to you, please take it home with you today because they will probably fall apart this week. Men's breakfast will be at 8 o'clock here at St. Luke's. And the women are meeting and the youth are meeting and we have confirmation. Are there other announcements? Yes.
So just very briefly, the call committee will be meeting again next Sunday. Currently we're working on what is called the ministry site profile that some of you are familiar with. Once we have a draft put together, we will be seeking your feedback and your input. Perhaps some of you have been contacted by members of the call committee already to get some ideas going. We will be then meeting again on January 19th with our friends from the Congregational Church here at St. Luke's, because this is part of our unique challenge this time around, is creating this description of this very unique ministry possibility for someone to come and shepherd both of our churches. So please, please keep us in your daily prayers. We're working hard, and we will be seeking your wisdom soon, Ms. Gilbert.
All right.
And I don't have much, Bill. If I did it, it's already somewhere.
I have a little gift we're going to present to you, Pastor.
Oh, well,
this
thank you.
This is a little Christmas token of our appreciation and thanks for all
well,
that
you
do for us. So
yes.
I hope that you'll enjoy that.
All right. Thank you. Well, that was unexpected. Any other announcements? All right, then. Let's. The service continues with the confession and forgiveness, which is in your bulletin. Please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us power, the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I did therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amazing grace.
Saved a wretch like me.
For our God, for
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The first reading for the second Sunday after Christmas is from the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. God promises to bring Israel back to its land from the most remote parts of exile. In Zion, Israel will rejoice over God's gift of food and livestock. Young women will express their joy in dancing. God will give gladness instead of sorrow. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor, together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path, in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will give him as a shepherd a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 147, verses 12 through 20 responsively. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion.
Who has strengthened the bars of your gates and has blessed your children within you.
God has established peace on your borders and satisfies you with the finest wheat.
God sends out a command to the earth, a word that runs very swiftly.
God gives snow like wool, scattering frost like ashes.
God scatters hail like breadcrumbs. Who can stand against God's cold?
The Lord sends forth the word and melts them. The wind blows and the waters flow.
God declares the word to Jacob, statutes and judgments to Israel.
The Lord has not done so to any other nation. They do not know God's judgments. Hallelujah. The second reading is from the first chapter of Ephesians. In Jesus, all of God's plans and purposes have been made known, as heaven and earth are united in Christ. Through Jesus, we have been chosen as God's children and have been promised eternal salvation. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness for our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John begins this gospel with a prologue, a hymn of the Word, through whom all things were created. This Word became flesh and brought truth and grace to the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." That's the good news, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I see we have... Professor, would you like to come up?
Okay.
Come on up. Have a seat. I understand that you had something exciting happen this week. What did you do? You've turned 9. That was exciting. Was there something else that happened in your life? How about your brother? He had his tonsils out? Yeah, he's not feeling the most super right now, is it? But turning 9, that's important. Did you have a party? Did you? Fantastic. And did you know that God chose you as his child way back when you were baptized? And so you've got something else to be thankful for. Not only are you 9, but you are God's child. And that's what makes this day special for you too, because today you get to receive him again in communion, don't you? All right. Well, how would it be if we say a prayer for your brother? Shall we? Let's pray. Gracious God, we ask your special blessing on Callum. We ask that you bless him so with healing, so that he can feel better and be more of a fun brother to be around. And I thank you for Tessa, and I ask your blessing on her as she celebrates another milestone in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. There's a passage of Scripture that I repeat almost every day, and I pray it at least once a day. It's the 103rd Psalm, Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. And those words, the psalmist says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives my sins, who heals my diseases, who redeems my life from Sheol, from hell, who crowns me with steadfast love and tender mercy, and who gives me the opportunity to soar like the eagle." I put that in my own words. But those are the words of the psalmist, reminding us that something really special takes place in our life every single day. We are forgiven. We are healed. We are given all kinds of blessings. And we have the opportunity to soar like an eagle. Have you ever had the experience of being someplace and asking yourself, "What in the world am I doing now? What am I doing here?" I mean, it's happened to me. I have been blessed beyond measure in getting to travel a lot, but also in getting being asked to speak at different opportunities. Believe it or not, I actually was invited to speak at a convention of the National Funeral Directors Association. And yeah, it was exciting. It really was, because and the thing that really made me give me a little bit cause of pause was the other speaker was an author of one of the books that I'd read in seminary, Paul Urien, and I thought, "What am I doing here with this guy? I mean, he's incredible, and they're just me." And I've had that same experience, or not similar experience, in places like where I spoke, in Augsburg, Germany, in Lublin, Poland, in Asuncion, Paraguay, and most incredible of all, Buffalo, Wyoming. Just amazing. There are sometimes, you know, even wherever you are, you ask that question, "What am I doing here? What has God called me to?" Well, I'd like to tell you two stories about birds. I already talked about soaring like the eagles. Well, one of them comes from a Danish theologian by the name of Soren Kierkegaard. Some of you may have heard the story before. It's about the preaching goose. In a certain barnyard, there was a preaching goose, and every week he would come out and he would preach and extol the benefits of being a goose. And all of the farmyard geese would go honk, 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 honk. They would appreciate what he was saying. And he would extol the fact that they had wings and they could fly and they could go wherever they wanted to if they wanted to. And they honk, honk, honked about that too. And then he said, "And besides that, we have in our minds the ability to migrate like all of those geese who fly overhead. We could do that." And they honk, honk, honk. Week after week. They honk, honk, honk. Week after week. They were satisfied with being barnyard geese. And nothing really happened. The other story has to do with a book by Richard Bach entitled Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Some of you may have read it. It's a short book. I highly recommend it. It's one that you could read to the kids. Beautiful, beautiful story. It was also made into a movie that I thought was fantastic. It's about a seagull who is with all the other seagulls, and they follow the fishing boats around, and they're satisfied with eating fish guts and whatever else that the fishermen throw away. But one day he says, you know, there's got to be more to life than just eating fish guts. There's got to be more exciting things. I need to fly. And he began to experiment with all kinds of flight and would see how high he could go and what kind of a spin he could get himself into. And yeah, sometimes he would fall and hurt himself. It wasn't always enjoyable, but he kept at it. And he kept flying, and when he finally thought he had it perfected, he came down to all of his fellow seagulls, and he was telling them all that he could do, and he flew like this, and they were thrilled that he would do that. But they were content to follow fishing boats and eat fish guts. Well, they're... The frustration that the preaching goose and Jonathan Livingston Seagull experience kind of exemplify what happens with many of the people in our scriptures. Now, at the end of, toward the end of the movie, there is a prayer. All of the music for the movie was written by, I believe, by Neil Diamond, and he sings a prayer. It goes like this. If I can remember the words. Dear Father, we dream. While we wait, who are we to need? It's really a prayer that all of us could be praying. Because if we were honest and we realized we too have all of the benefits, we have been blessed by the Lord, our sins are forgiven, we are healed, we are blessed with all of the good things that God has in life for us, and we could be satisfied and just live with them. Or we too could be lifted up and soar into what God has in store for us. That's the message of the Old Testament prophets. It can go all the way back to Noah. Can you imagine how frustrated Noah must have felt as he's floating away on the ark and thinking, why wouldn't anybody listen? Why did they just laugh at me? Or Moses. Remember, Moses led the children of Israel out of slavery into the wilderness. Now, one of the stories that we don't tell often enough is the story that goes, that is the next part of the story, in which Moses has them right on the doorstep of the promised land. And he sends spies in. And one group of spies, Joshua and Caleb, come back and they say, wow, this is a land of milk and honey. We've got to go in. But another group came back and said, oh, no, that's a terrible land. It's a land of giants. They'll kill us. They'll destroy us. Well, Moses at that point realizes, and God tells him too, you can't go in. You have a divided congregation. You have a congregation that if they do go in, they'll get wiped out. And so they wander around in the wilderness for 40 years as that whole generation dies off. All except Joshua and Caleb and their families. Those who were faithful. And then the walls of Jericho come tumbling down and they are able to march in. Well, there are other stories we could tell. But it was the same frustration that the prophets experienced. In today's first reading, Jeremiah is talking about how God has plans for his people. If you will return to the Lord and follow God's plan, great things are about to happen. Now, as you know the rest of the story, they weren't paying much attention. Many of them were, until God actually brings them back. Isaiah repeats the same kind of message where, if you will return to the Lord your God, God will bless you in such rich and deep ways that are beyond your knowing. Amazing. Paul also addresses this issue in that, you know, he's in prison quite often. But he's writing to his friends in Ephesus. If you take a look at your bulletin, look at the first verses of the second reading. This is what it says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. Wow. If you read that every single day, it will remind you of who we are, of what we are. We are not just ordinary barnyard geese. We are not just ordinary seagulls eking out of an existence. We are intended by God for something great. How many of you remember Christmas Eve? I don't know where you were, but remember Christmas Eve? Remember the lessons of Christmas Eve? Remember the songs of Christmas Eve? We were reminded that, and it is repeated in this particular gospel, in the beginning was the Word, God. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Remember those words? And then we prayed, come, Lord Jesus, be born in me this day. All right? Are we there? How many of you received communion? Because if you receive communion, you receive the body and blood of Christ. Now, for some people, it was a little piece of bread and a little glass of wine or a little grape juice, whatever. And, you could have gone home and had some lutefisk or something equally exciting. This bread and this wine is the body and blood of Christ, who invited himself into your life and who offers to live inside of you. You are not just you anymore. You are a special person in God's life. This whole church is a special church, body of Christ. This church is not just barnyard geese or seagulls eking out a few fish guts. We live and breathe with the body of Christ dwelling within us. I've been here about 14, 15 months, and I can tell you that there's a part of me, you may not see it all the time, but I get so excited at what I see. You don't see it probably because you're right in the midst of the swarm of geese, but but I see it. I've been so excited over the last several months to see things happening that we may miss. Like what Tracy and her group are doing with our youth. Do you realize that on Wednesday nights there are nearly 20 kids here for Sunday school, what we would call Sunday school, and that they are having fun becoming the body of Christ every Wednesday night. Or not every other. We may get to every, but we'll take what we can get. But in addition, guys, we have something to learn from the women. Somehow the Spirit of God got into the women of the church, and exciting things are happening. They're not just going there to meet and gossip. They're doing Bible study. They're doing projects. They're doing all kinds of exciting things. And now I've heard another fantastically good news, that there are some women who can't do it during the day because they're working, and there's going to be an evening circle started up. Wow! Amazing things are happening. And they're well worth all of us realizing that as the body of Christ, good things can happen. Good things are happening. And the body of the Holy Spirit is working despite all of the negatives that have happened in the past. Despite any of the obstacles we have to face. As the body of Christ, my friends, this church is going someplace. We've got wings to fly. We really do. So may we, as the body of Christ, soar like the eagles. May we fly like the migrating geese. May we reach heights greater than Jonathan Livingston Seagull ever dreamed of. Sing with me that prayer, would you? Dear Father, we dream, we dream, we dream, while we may, while we may. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep you stirred up and excited about the ministry that you are carrying out here in this place and in this town and in our world. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Chelsea's day, oh, Lord.
Let us profess our faith using the creed which you have printed for you. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom shall have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Gathered with all who seek the Christ child, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need of our prayers. Are there people you'd like to add to our prayer today?
Feng
Hua.
Feng Hua. She lost her son.
Yes. Okay.
Carrie.
Carrie.
Kathy.
I understand that Sandy Olson has pneumonia, so we'll add her to our prayers.
Michelle.
Okay. The response to "Hear us, O God," is "Your mercy is great."
Holy God, you make your presence known to the church in every land. Give to us a desire and will to support the diverse work of the church throughout the world, like Lutheran Disaster Relief and Lutheran World Relief. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Generous Creator, in you all things came into being, and without you not one thing exists. We praise you for the snow and rain that water the earth. Move us to care for the well-being of the work of your hands. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Savior of the nations, you gather in your care people of every age and ability from lands near and far. Inspire the leaders of the nations to work for peace within their countries and in all the world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Saving God, provide for your people who begin this new year in need. Grant shelter to those who are homeless, comfort to those who are lonely, and a strong sense of your presence for those who are sick. We pray especially for Sandy Olson, Michelle, Fei Hua, Carrie, Kathy, and Colin, and for the family of Tom Hua, and those we name in our hearts before you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Word of truth, your good news of salvation is proclaimed among us. Bless all who proclaim your word in this community, especially teachers, pastors, deacons, musicians, and lectors. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious One, your light shines in the darkness and it is not overcome. We thank you for the witness you have testified to your light, those who have just testified to your light, Let your Holy Spirit now rest upon our joint call committee, upon Bill Hawley, Leslie Pearson, Loretta Funk, Dean Knauer, Scott Madsen, Walker Silbernagle, Don Scantling, Barb Millett, Peggy Bjerke, Kathy Ryman, and Cheryl Gerard. Lead them to the pastor who will best love and serve your church. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Into your gracious hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your steadfast mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace.
We lift them to the Lord.
our duty and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. We look with hope for his coming again.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated and come forward as you're prepared.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
Thank you.
stand as you are able. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. Joyful, joyful.
Remember the poor.
Thanks be to God.